Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Today is Election Day. Polls are open until 8 tonight. Voters in Richland Center will find a race for mayor between Karen Tepley and Elijah Kramer. Residents of the 12th District in Richland County will choose between Darlene Tagliapetra and Michael Windle. Voters in the Ithaca School District will choose between five people to fill three positions on the ballot. The top three with the most votes will be elected. The Weston School District has an operational referendum for voters to consider. The district is anticipating considerable funding shortfalls over the next 3 years as rising costs are exceeding the revenue from the state of Wisconsin. As state funding for public education is not keeping pace with expenses, schools will need to seek additional support from their community to sustain class sizes, programs, and facilities. The question Weston School District residents will vote on is, shall the school district of Weston, Sauk, and Richland Counties, Wisconsin, be authorized to exceed the revenue limit specified in Section 121.91 Wisconsin statutes by $1,500,000 per year for 3 years, beginning with the 2026-27 school year and ending with the 2028-29 school year for non-recurring purposes consisting of operational and maintenance expenses? There is also a state race on the ballot today. The race is for state Supreme Court Justice between Maria Lazar and Chris Taylor. To find out what is on your ballot or where you vote, check online at myvote.wy.gov. WRCO News will have election updates tonight on 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 20.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.81 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 70.1 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 67.1 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.99 a gallon, while the most expensive was $4.37 a gallon, a difference of $1.38 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 11.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $4.06 a gallon. The national average is up 65.1 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 85 cents per gallon higher than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 20.7 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $5.58 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, gasoline prices are poised for another jolt this week, with many inland states, including the Plains, Great Lakes, and parts of the Rockies, likely to see sharp increases as last week's surge in wholesale cost has yet to be fully passed through to consumers. He added, in addition, some price cycling markets could also see another round of increases. As a result, the national average could rise by double digits, potentially reaching the $4.20 to $4.35 per gallon range in the days ahead. Diesel prices continue to climb as well and now sit just 25 cents away from setting a new all-time record. Recent escalations between the U.S. and Iran have further intensified concerns about prolonged disruptions to global oil flows, keeping markets on edge. At this point, the trajectory of fuel prices remains highly uncertain and is largely contingent on the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Until that occurs, the risk of further increases remains firmly in place. Public Health Sauk County and the Reedsburg Public Library have announced a life-saving tool in the Reedsburg community, a free overdose prevention box inside the Reedsburg Public Library. This box is available during the library's business hours and has free tools that can help prevent drug overdoses and keep the community healthier. The overdose prevention box includes Narcan nasal spray, an over-the-counter medication that can reverse an opioid overdose and save a life. Detira medication disposal kits that safely destroy old or unused over-the-counter and prescription medications. Fentanyl test strips that can show if an illicit drug, such as a pill purchased on the street, has fentanyl in it. Xylazine test strips that can show if an illicit drug like fentanyl has the animal tranquilizer in it. and WeHeart You Community Resource Kits, which includes local mental health and substance use support resources. The Reedsburg Public Library is a community space that many people visit, which makes it a great location for the overdose prevention box. For more information or to have Narcan at your Sauk County business, contact Public Health Sauk County at 608-355-3290. The Daughters of the American Revolution, or DAR, Good Citizen Tea, will be held tomorrow at 1 at the Baird DeHart Post 13 American Legion Building in Richland Center. The Good Citizen Awards will be presented to each participant with the assistance of their family or guest, and the Black Hawk Chapter winner of the Essay Resume Contest will be announced. The following seniors will be honored at tomorrow's tea: Haley Cahoot from Highland High School, Jaden Bolin from Ithaca, William Fulton from Iowa Grant High School, Adric Eggy from Kickapoo, Haley Nimick from Lafarge, Brindolyn Knabel from Richland Center, Mary Angeles Medina from Riverdale, Zoe Aspenson from Seneca, and Molly Hooker from Wauzeka Steuben High School. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. This month and throughout the year, Vernon County Department of Human Services encourages you to support child abuse and neglect prevention efforts in Wisconsin. Every child deserves to grow up in a safe, stable, and nurturing environment. Children are the foundation of society, our community, and future. When you focus on preventing child abuse and neglect, the results are better childhoods, leading to healthier adults and stronger communities. Unfortunately, child abuse occurs everywhere, even in small rural communities. In 2025, Vernon County received a total of 254 reports of child abuse and/or neglect. Of those, 122 met the state's criteria to investigate to ensure safety of the children and offer services to the families. Of the 122 reports that were investigated, there were 214 alleged victims, and allegations consisted of 29 allegations of physical abuse, 69 allegations of neglect, 30 allegations of sexual abuse, 10 allegations of emotional damage, and 3 allegations of unborn child abuse. There will be 122 pinwheels located in front of the Erlinson Building during the month of April to represent the 122 reports that were received and investigated during 2025. The blue pinwheel is a symbol of the healthy, happy, and full childhoods all children deserve. Children do well when their parents do well. Supporting families and ensuring parents have the knowledge, skills, and resources they need are effective ways to protect children from the risk of child abuse and neglect. Community members can support one another by taking time to talk to parents in your neighborhood, get to know them, sharing local resources with families, advocating for legislation and funding which supports family programs within your community, donating new or gently used clothing, toys to programs that support families with children, bringing a meal or groceries to a family with young children, or organizing a family fun event such as a family story night, game, or movie night. Vernon County Department of Human Services is asking community members to wear blue this Friday to support the importance of child abuse prevention. This month is about bringing awareness to child abuse and preventing it from occurring. To learn more about child abuse prevention and for more ideas of how to become involved, visit Vernon County Department of Human Services at vernoncountywi.gov, 5 for Families at 5forfamilies.org, and Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Board at preventionboard.wi.gov. Sauk County Highway Department has announced that County Highway V in the Township of Laval between State Highway 33 and Douglas Road will be closed to all traffic for road construction on Wednesday from 7 until 3:30, weather permitting.